And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I'm working on your financial freedom. And on today's show, what I want you to do, I want you to write down some numbers. Ready? 866-945-6565. 866-945-6565. I want you to pick up the phone, and I want you to have a conversation with a legitimate real estate investor. Somebody who does the things that we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Somebody who owns single family or multifamily assets or both. I want you to talk with a live person who's been there, done that, got the t-shirts, and can assist you with your journey to become a real estate investor. Now, I realize some of you just turned on the show and you're kind of going, whoa, dude, that's a lot. I'm not ready to do that yet. Not a problem. You have the number now, so if you want to wait a day, if you want to wait a week, if you want to wait a month, you have the phone number that I want you to call. Now, as you're having a conversation with that real estate investor, and some of you are going, I don't know what to say. What should I say to the real estate investor? It's real simple. Hi, my name is Al, and I have no real estate investing experience at all. What can you do to help me out? Or my name is Al, and I do have real estate investing experience, but I'm not getting the rates of return like you talk about on your radio shows. How can you help me? Or, hi, my name is Al, and I just wanted to talk to you to see if this stuff is real. Now, as part of your conversation, what I want you to do is I want you to ask them to register you for an upcoming case study event. What is that? What is a case study event? A case study event is an event that Lifestyles Unlimited holds, and we tend to do at least 3 per month. As a matter of fact, in the month of March, we have case studies scheduled for March 7th, March 14th, and March 21st. I want you to attend one of those case studies. Now, if the case study just happens to be local to you, I want you to actually physically go there and attend the case study. If the case study is not local to you, I do not want you buying a plane ticket and getting a hotel room. What I want you to do is I want you to live stream that case study. So why is this case study so important? Because at our case studies, it's an opportunity for you, the person considering being a Lifestyles Unlimited member, as well as all Lifestyles Unlimited members, to receive information, to receive education, to understand what other people are doing with their real estate businesses. If this is a very important component to your success, you need to understand that other people are achieving success doing the things that we teach at Lifestyles Unlimited. Now, the majority of these case studies are formatted like this. You get to look at 2 different people that are involved with single family investments. They're going to talk to you about how they found the investment, how they acquired the investment. They're going to talk to you about what they did to remediate the investment, what they did to find a great resident to live in that property. And more importantly, they're going to open up the books. They're going to show you the rates of return, and you're going to quickly realize that the rates of return that these people are getting are commensurate with the rates of return that we talk about on this radio show. You're also going to get access to a multifamily investor. Now, I don't talk about multifamily investing too much on the show. And the reason I don't do it is not because you can't understand it, but because that it takes a little bit more education to wrap your head around the multifamily environment. Besides, Del Walmsley, our founder and CEO, he talks about multifamily ad nauseum on his show. So why repeat what he's doing? What you should do is just go to lifestylesunlimited.com. And when you get there, check out Del's radio shows. Or more importantly, if you want to, just subscribe to the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. And when you do that through your favorite podcast provider, you're going to get access to all of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network radio shows, to include Del Walmsley's content. Now, when you're talking to that real estate investor, I want you to ask them to sign you up for one of those upcoming case study events. Now, the best way to attend these events is in person, because in person you get the opportunity to network. But I realize that not everybody listening to this radio show has the ability to be in Houston, Texas on March 7th, or in Dallas, Texas on March 14th, or in San Antonio, Texas on March 21st. So what do you do if you're not local to those areas? Simple. You attend the live stream version of the event. These events are live streamed to people like you so that you can see that this real estate stuff that we talk about on the radio, it actually works. You're going to see actual Lifestyles Unlimited members. They're not paid to do this stuff, but what they are doing is they're giving back their time to the Lifestyles Unlimited community, because the Lifestyles Unlimited community gave its time to them to help them become successful real estate investors. It is a game changer. So again, if you didn't write that number down, let me give it to you one more time. 866-945-6565. Make sure before you hang up, you get signed up, and they'll do it for you. Get signed up for a case study event that's coming up in March, because it's important. Now, what are you going to learn at the case study event? Well, one of the things that they're going to talk about is the natural progression of a real estate investor. So I'm going to steal their thunder a little bit, and I'm going to tell you a little bit about what that means. What is the natural progression of a real estate investor? Well, the people that become members of Lifestyles Unlimited are dependent. They are dependent. What do I mean they're dependent? They're dependent on a job. They're dependent on a career. That's what they're doing to make income. That's what they're doing for a living. They're trading time for money. They're trying to climb the corporate ladder. But get this, when you're doing that, you have little to no control of your life. And here's why. Your boss controls your time. Your boss decides how much money you make. Your boss decides whether or not you get a raise. Your boss decides whether or not you get a promotion. Your boss decides if you get to take vacation when you want to take it. And more importantly, they decide if you get any vacation at all. You are an indentured servant. That's kind of what I equate it to. You're getting paid to do a task for somebody else that either doesn't want to do it for themselves, or they just can't do it for themselves. And effectively what they're doing is they're leveraging your time and your talents. That's what happens when you go to work for somebody else. Now, I'm not picking on it, because I did that for many, many, many years. I was in the United States Army for 27 years. You want to talk about somebody controlling your life? Yeah. Try joining the Army and spending 27 years in the United States Army, and you will learn about other people controlling your life. So when it came time for me to retire from the military, I was kind of done with that. I wanted to step away from that, but I had a problem. Even though I earned a pension, that pension didn't pay me as much money as I earned when I was actually working for the United States Army. So although I was retired, I was physically retired from the United States Army drawing a pension, I wasn't financially retired. I needed to get back into the workforce, because I had to make up the difference between what I wasn't making and what I needed to make. And it was a very difficult thing for me to do, but I got it done. I was still in the dependent phase of my life. Now, some of you are screaming at the radio, I'm not dependent at all. I am independent. I am completely independent. Well, what you're trying to tell me is that you're self-employed. You don't work for somebody else. But let me tell you a little bit about what you're dealing with as being self-employed. And let me talk to those people that are considering becoming self-employed. There's no paid vacation. Yeah, your job requires you to be at the job. If you decide to take 3 weeks off to go on vacation, you're not getting paid for those 3 weeks that you went on vacation, because you too are trading time for money, but in a slightly different way. Your work hours tend to be 60 plus hours per week. That's what it tends to be when you're self-employed. You are working in your business. You're not working on your business. You're working in your business. It is a turnkey business, meaning if you're not there to turn the key, there is no business. Does that make sense? You yourself are the business. Many people leave that dependent lifestyle and they convert to the independent lifestyle, thinking it's going to be a better road for them to follow, only to find out that they're stuck. And if they want to take time off, it's going to affect the bottom line. That's what it means to be self-employed. It can be just as difficult as working for somebody else. Now, granted, you're your own boss, but you have to make financial decisions every time you decide to take time off. And what about the fact that you get injured? You get injured on the job. I've got a buddy who's a master electrician who hurt his shoulder. He was not able to work for 8 weeks. 8 weeks he could not work because he couldn't do the physical task of doing the job. What did he fall back on? Not a whole lot. His family suffered because of it, because he is self-employed. He's got his own truck. He's got his own schedule. And when he's not there to get in the truck to drive to the scheduled appointments, there's no income that's flowing into his household. Period. End of story. When you become a Lifestyles Unlimited member, we don't care if you're starting as a dependent. We don't care if you're starting as an independent. In other words, you have a job or you're self-employed. What we're going to teach you to do is to become interdependent. Yeah, you heard me. Interdependent. What does that mean? It means we're going to teach you to be a business owner. Yes, you're going to own the business and you're going to hire people to do the work for you. You're going to be self-sustaining. You're going to learn to work on the business, meaning if you decide not to work on the business still continues. Your schedule is highly flexible because you're not doing the physical work of the business. You are controlling the business. And your possibilities, well, they're infinite. You have infinite possibilities as to where that business can go, because now you're orchestrating the business. When you become a real estate investor, one of the reasons I talk to you about building your team is because you're orchestrating the business. You have quality people that you put onto your team that do the work for you. So call 866-945-6565. Again, 866-945-6565, and have that conversation with a legitimate real estate investor and ask to be at the next case study. We'll be back right after this.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
Lifestyles Unlimited Success Stories.
If you got laid off tomorrow, what would you do? Would you have to be working at McDonald's or wait to try and find another job with the downsizing of the economy? Kept on coming to meetings, even with David Fisher online and stuff like that, but still, just like, we need to make the jump.
So we kept praying for time to get this job done, to be able to find the properties. How do we find the properties? How do you find the time? And God answered our prayers, and he got downsized from his corporate job. This house was a dog, and through the rehab, I think we turned it into a little pony.
You bought the house for $73,000.
Correct.
And your appraised value actually is $144,000. You put in $45,000 worth of work, so that leaves you a net equity of $11,000. With a return on capital gain of 70%. The cash flow is $458 a month for a cash on cash return rate of 35%.
In person and online learning dates at lukstudy.com.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, I am working on your financial freedom. If you're just joining me and you'd like to reach out to me, the best way to do it is to send me an email at askal@luinc.com. That's askal@luinc.com. And what we're going to do now is I'm actually going to get into some content that came from a recent case study event that I attended as part of the Lifestyles Unlimited community. It was held not too long ago in San Antonio, Texas. Now, get this. Not all of the presenters are from Texas. The very first presenter lives in a place called Florida. And in that context, they live all the way down in Miami, Florida. Now, the property that they presented at the case study is in Texas. It's in a city called Seguin. Now, if you've never heard of Seguin, Texas, that property is just outside of San Antonio. But keep in mind, the members that presented, I'll just give you their names, Victor and Renata, they don't live in Texas. They live in Florida, yet they bought a property in Texas. How did they do that? By doing the things that I talked to you about on this radio show, that's how they got it done. It's as simple as that. They joined Lifestyles Unlimited for a very particular reason, so that they can enjoy their tomorrow like others can't. Their goal is to provide a life where their expenses are covered by the cash flow of their investments. Now, the two of them would like to have kids soon, and the time that's available to them will be considered a very valuable asset. See, they're talking to you about transitioning away from that dependent or independent lifestyle into that interdependent lifestyle where they are in control of their lives. They want there to be every moment, and a working job will not get them there. They believe Lifestyles Unlimited has and is continuing to provide the tools they need in order to achieve that goal. So what did they buy? They bought a house in Seguin, Texas. Now, keep in mind, they're, 1,500 miles away from Seguin, Texas? They did all of this remotely. They built their team around them, and I will tell you, they did some amazing things with this house. Now, the exterior of the house, when they first bought it, it doesn't look too bad, but when you look inside the house, the first thing that you notice, it's missing floors. Yeah, and I'm not talking about the vinyl plank that would go onto the floor. I'm talking about the floor itself. I'm looking at a picture of the living room, and what I see is I see the piers and beams, but I don't see any floorboards over them. Yeah, this property, for whatever reason, was in bad shape, and it needed Victor to get engaged and to make this place beautiful. And beautiful, he made it. He fix the floors. When you look at the floors now, what you see is vinyl plank flooring that mimics hardwood flooring. It looks beautiful. The other thing that you notice about the property is that in the kitchen area, it was pretty dated. It looks like a kitchen from, say, you know, the Brady Bunch era, right? So what did they do? They modernized the kitchen. They painted the cabinets white. They put in like a gray granite countertop. And this kitchen pops. It pops. And then they mirrored it with black appliances so that when you look at this property, you just go, wow, that looks really, really nice. Really, really nice. So why do you want it to look really, really nice? So that your potential customers, the people that will lease from you, would walk into the property and go, wow, that looks really, really nice. And really, really nice it is. But I'm not too worried about how nice the property looks. You know what I'm worried about? I'm worried about how did they do financially? So let's talk about that a little bit, right? So they bought this property for $85,000. What's it worth in the current marketplace? It's worth $202,000 all fixed up. We call that the after repair value. When you sit down and you look at how they did the investment, they put $26,500 of their own money into the property, yet the rehab cost alone was $55,000, and their closing and handling costs, or I should say their closing and holding costs, were $12,000. So How did they spend all this money? I mean, $85,000 to buy it, another $55,000 for rehab, another $12,000 for other costs. How did they cover all of that with a $26,500 cash out of pocket expense? Well, they did it by taking advantage of a hard money lender. Now, we've been talking about hard money lenders for the last couple of weeks on this show, so I'm not going to go into what a hard money lender does for you other than tell you that they are a combat multiplier for you. You are leveraging their money, and you are using their money to get the deal done, which keeps your cash out-of-pocket expenses to the minimum that they should be. So, when the dust all settled, they were into this property for $152,000 total out-of-pocket expenses. So what that means is their after repair value, in other words, what that property appraises for in the marketplace, is $202,000. You subtract that $152,000 and the equity that they captured in this asset is $50,000. They essentially tripled their money by buying this asset. Pretty cool stuff. I mean, their total equity works out to be $76,500. I think it's an amazing purchase. In addition to that, we have to look at what are they doing with the cash flow. The cash flow they're receiving on this property works out to be $200 per month. That's $2,400 per year. So the question I've got for you that are working for other people is, when is the last time your boss gave you a raise of $2,400? Well, Victor gave his family a raise of $2,400. Now, his cash-on-cash return, when you consider the fact that he's making $2,400 a year, based on the fact it cost him, out-of-pocket, $26,500 to do the deal, he's getting a 9% cash-on-cash return, which is right in the threshold of where we say you should be as a Lifestyles Unlimited member. Now, the other member I want to share with you is Kevin. Since 2017, he has been buying real estate, and he currently has 13 single-family properties plus two passive investments in apartment communities. He heard Lifestyles Unlimited on the radio, kind of like you are right now. And here's the other thing that he wanted. He wanted day jobs to be optional. In other words, the home inspection business that he's building right now, he wanted that business to be optional. In other words, he either wanted to be in a position where he went and did the job or he didn't do the job. And here's the other thing that he was desiring. He wanted more time and legacy for his family. I think those are great goals. Now, at that case study, he presented one of his properties. The home itself was in pretty decent shape. It's just the cosmetic features of the property needed to be changed. So what did he do? Well, he addressed those cosmetic features, and he turned that property from something that looks like it came from the Brady Bunch era into something that looks like it's in modern times. He bought the property for $89,000. The after repair value of that property is $160,000. As a matter of fact, Kevin said at the case study, the after repair value in the current marketplace is actually higher. It's actually closer to $185,000. So from the time that he actually bought the property until now, that property's gone up an additional $25,000. But when he bought the property, he was able to buy it for $89,000. The rehab costs on the property were about $30,000, and his closing and holding costs worked out to be about $4,600. His cash out of pocket on this asset was less than $28,000, and he was able to capture $39,400 in equity on the asset. And remember, it is appreciated an additional $25,000 from the time that he did all of this to today. Well, he's getting $498 per month in cash flow on the rents. That works out to be just shy of $6,000 per year in cash flow. But what's even more amazing is when you talk about Kevin's returns on all 13 properties that he owns. He is making just north of $85,000 a year in cash flow. Kevin is real estate retired. He also captured equity in these assets of $1.3 million by buying these properties. I think he said at the case study that his actual equity position across all 13 properties is well north of $2 million. Kevin is a multimillionaire based off of what he started doing in 2017 when he started buying single family residences. And today he is living a lifestyle that he could never imagine before. And I will tell you, this guy is very humble. He's a very humble guy. He's a very down-to-earth, easygoing guy. But when asked how Lifestyles Unlimited has changed his life since he became a member, here's what he said. He was able to step away from his sales job and start a profession that he enjoys as a home inspector. And he's increased his monthly income and his net worth. Sounds like a humble guy's response, right? Yeah, I think he's crushed it. I think he's crushed it. And he's done an amazing job. Now, when you talk about his short-term goals, you know what he's looking to do in 2024? Buy even more single-family properties. And the reason he wants to do that is he's seeing what the market is bearing, and it meets his investing criteria. And then he eventually wants to, in the long-term role, transition to investing passively more in apartment communities. So he'll eventually sell off some of the houses, take the proceeds from those houses, and he'll buy multifamily assets with him. Now, who's on his team? He has a lot of people on his team, but the most important person on his team is his mentor Jillian, the person that he relies on for advice, guidance. And it didn't start, well, I should say it did start when he became a member of Lifestyles Unlimited, but it hasn't stopped now that he's owned 13 single family houses. He still contacts Jillian and discusses opportunities, discusses what he's trying to accomplish, discusses with her whether his goals and objectives make sense for what he's trying to purchase. Having that mentor on his team is invaluable to him. He also has built up a relationship with a lot of the Lifestyles Unlimited Realty team, and they bring him deals just like I bring you deals from time to time on this show, except he's acting on those deals. Now, he's relied on the Lifestyles Unlimited vendor program, and within that vendor program, he's found an independent insurance agency that helps him out. He has found all the lenders that he needs to help him out. Heck, he even found the 401k lawyer who helped him out to help him crack into his 401k, which made money available to start this investing journey. Think about it. In a five-year period of time, Kevin has retired himself with real estate. He has created wealth for himself and his family. He has created cash flow for himself and his family. And by doing all of those things, he's been able to invest his time into a business opportunity that he enjoys doing as a home inspector. Now, do you think that being a home inspector and being a Lifestyles Unlimited member, there may be some similarities or some things that work well with each other? I think so. And I think it makes him an even better home inspector because he's been trained by the Lifestyles Unlimited community on what to do and how to buy it and what to look for in an asset. You know what the majority of his customers are or who they are? They're Lifestyles Unlimited members, partially because they know him, because he comes to events. He's well known within the Lifestyles community within the San Antonio area. And he's also known outside of San Antonio by our members that live in states like California or Washington or New York or Florida, because he provides a service to them that assists them with doing the business of real estate investing. It's pretty cool. I would say it is very, very cool. Now, when I sit back and I think about everything that Kevin has achieved over the last 6 years, I am impressed. I am greatly impressed with the results that he's achieved. And he's done it primarily in single family. So the question I have for you is, what's keeping you from doing the same thing? What's holding you back? Is it a lack of knowledge? Is it a lack of knowing how to do what you're trying to do with real estate investing? Again, I'm going to give you that phone number, 866-945-6565. Again, that number is 866-945-6565. Call that number, talk to a live real estate investor. I want you to ask them if you can attend one of the upcoming case study events. They're going to tell you which one do you want to attend. So get plugged in. Call that number, 866-945-6565. Again, 866-945-6565, and let's get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the host, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.